Hello and welcome to another edition of Wattpad Wednesdays. Here today, I'm very excited to introduce Janine Mimi, who is a author on Wattpad and who is the writer of several novels. And she's going to be talking to us a bit about her writing process and some of her really exciting books. So thank you so much for joining us. We're really excited to have you here. Good. Okay, so some of the stories that you may know Janine Mimi from, she writes a lot of different genres, but Shakespeare Syndrome, I think, was one of her more popular ones, and The Elementals, which that's the first in a series, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I know you as Janine Mimi from Twitter and from Wattpad, but I read on your website that you like the nom de plume A.M. Taylor. So can you tell us a bit about that? Why did you pick that name?
Oh, so my full name is Janine DeJesus, and it kind of, the thing is that it's spelled out Janine DeJesus, and it's very, like, when people read it, it just bothers me, and I never liked the idea of having a book with that name, because I don't want people to misread it, and it tends to, what I'm looking for, it kind of, like, gives off this, it kind of puts me in a certain category, as my parents would say, and so I just wanted to take something that was completely different. My name, so there's no, it has nothing similar to my name, so maybe the M in the middle.
Right.
Basically, and also because I don't like associating my real life all the time with my writing, so it takes me apart from that.
Okay, well, that definitely makes sense, and I think a lot of writers would agree with you that you often see books written by initials and then one name only, so I think that's probably a pretty common thing. So I think one of the most distinctive things about your stories and what makes them so recognizable is the fact that you have these beautiful, beautiful book covers. So I know that a lot of Wattpad writers struggle with making their own book covers, and we work with publishers and professional writers all the time to do cover-offs on our Facebook page. So do you have any tips for everyone on how you make yours look so nice?
I think the most important thing about a cover and design is to understand color. Color relationships are really important. Certain colors create, when put together, create a certain emotion that the viewer perceives when they look at that color. For instance, when you go to a restaurant and you see the color red and white, it makes you hungry, so you want to eat more.
Huh.
So when you, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know
so
that.
When, huh?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, that's why a lot of restaurants have a lot of red.
Okay.
So when you are creating a cover, you have to really think about color and how it's going to portray what your story is trying to tell, and how you have to understand color relationships, like complementary, triad, tetrad, which you can find out on the internet. And it's also especially important with the cover, the title. I'm getting completely mixed up with words.
But no, that's okay.
Is the single most important thing, and your name on the cover. Really have to understand how the color relationship in your title will affect the whole image.
Yeah, I think you also pick really great titles for your books. They give a certain amount of mystery, but they make you want to read a little bit more, and they're not complicated words. They're words we're familiar with, but you can tell because of the visuals as well that it's not, we're not going to be reading about this word in a familiar way.
Thank you.
Sorry, can you just speak up a tiny bit?
Okay. That's
all right. And so, you know, the work that we've seen on Wattpad and on your website is a lot of work that you've done on a computer, but do you use other artistic mediums as well?
I do sketching a lot. A lot of times I will sketch out covers and on my sketchbook and everything, but that's about it. You don't really do a whole much outside of the computer.
So do you still do a lot of artwork on your own, or is that something you've put aside for writing, or do you work on them both at the same time?
I still do. I don't do it as much as I used to. I used to do, like, full-on paintings and everything, but sadly that has left me.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's like a relationship or something that's over.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Usually what I do now when I'm drawing or whatnot, I'm drawing for my writing. If I have trouble with the scene, like I can't picture it, I'll draw it out to help me out, or characters. I do it a lot when I'm in the process of coming up with a story and creating the world. But that's all I do now.
Yeah, no, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think as a reader, it's so nice to be able to read a story that comes from and has art from the writer themselves, because then you're not seeing any sort of lens of interpretation that the illustrator might have taken. You're seeing exactly what the writer pictured, which I think is really cool.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Like, Cornelia Funk did that with her, Inkheart series and all of her other books, which is amazing, and I loved it because it really kind of gives a new feel for the story.
And there's a writer who I should definitely know because she's so famous, but Harriet the Spy, I don't know if you ever read that book when you were younger. She illustrated the characters in that as well, and it added a lot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Did you read that book ever?
I did as a kid. I don't remember much of it.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like a grade six book, I think. Okay, so on your Wattpad profile, this made me so curious that you said you're trying to turn your wardrobe into a time machine to the 50s. So what is it that you like so much about that era? Because, I mean, neither you nor I were alive in the 50s, so.
I love history, and I had a project I had to do on the history of fashion starting from the 1800s all the way up to present time.
Wow, that's
my favorite.
A lot.
My favorite was the late 1800s and the 50s. It's just so interesting. It's classy. It's modest. I mean, they just look so gorgeous. I found out people actually dressed like that, and I wanted to have my own wardrobe like this.
So are you making pieces, or are you purchasing them at vintage shops, or how are you doing it?
Well, I'm still so new to this. What I'm trying to do right now is I'll purchase pieces, but I'll take modern clothing and kind of give it a more 50s flair.
Okay.
It still has, like, a modern touch, and while I'm trying to build up my wardrobe.
No, I think that's awesome. That's really cool. So you've been featured in some media outlets, Celebrity Dirty Laundry, the blog, Faze Magazine, which is a Canadian magazine, and then Latina Magazine and Aldea newspapers. So, and you're pretty young to be featured in four newspapers, I think. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
It feels so strange. The first one, Celebrity Dirty Laundry, I remember, like, jumping up and down and freaking out and the next one is so different that it's great sometimes because I feel like I'm doing a good job, but it also brings up a lot of pressure because then I think, okay, these people featured me, I have to live up to that, I have to work hard, and I have to edit and make sure my writing is good. That's really what it feels like.
So did that help you make you feel more like a published author, or do you feel like a published author, or...
Well, I wouldn't have my agent without it. So a lot closer.
Yeah, so you're working with an agent right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, exciting. Well, congratulations. So a lot of your stories are fantasy or historical fiction and adventure. So I don't want to typecast you and say you only write in those genres, but it seems that you write a lot of those genres. How come you like those so much?
I feel like fantasy adventure, that's just what I was always, the kind of books I like to read were fantasy and adventure.
Okay.
Historical is just, I love history and I love to learn. So in writing historical, you have to research so I get to learn more.
So you do...
That's why I like those more. Huh?
Sorry, you do a lot of research for your books then?
Oh, yeah. A whole lot.
Good. Well, that's cool.
More than I should.
So is that like firsthand research? I know I was talking to another writer on Wattpad because I was visiting her city and we met up, and she went to Salem to research the Salem witch trials. So like, do you do it firsthand, or do you do it through books or watching videos, or what's your favorite way of doing research?
I do everything. I read tons of articles online, tons of books, even the really boring ones. I watch endless amount of movies, tons of like the History Channel, you know, little movies they have. And then if I can, I try to visit the place. Like, I go all out. I love researching.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. And it's kind of like the unsung hero of your book, right? When you do great research, I think it really shines through as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that so you had fantasy novels and historical fiction, and then, at least to me anyway, it seemed out of nowhere you came out with a very romantic novel, Shakespeare Syndrome. And it seemed like such a departure from some of your other books. So is that something you're exploring more or less of, or was that an experiment, or what was the reason behind that?
Well, actually, I would write romance. That's when I first started writing, was I would write corny little romances. But it is an experiment. I think it's important to experiment in as many genres as you can, because you see what you're capable of, what you're good at, what you need improving at, right?
Right.
And I like to mix it up a little bit in genres. So writing Shakespeare Syndrome was really a learning process for me to get comfortable with something that I don't always write, that I'm not as used to anymore, so that I can try something new and improve in the meantime.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. So when you're reading novels, what are some of the genres that you like to read?
Fantasy, steampunk, adventure. I'll dabble in contemporary, but those are the main ones.
Yeah. Okay, so this was a question off of Twitter, but someone asked, if you had to read just one book for the rest of your life, what would you pick? I don't know if I could answer that question, to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a hard question.
I know. But like a desert island book. I think for me, To Kill a Mockingbird is up there. I know it's a classic and a bit of a cliche, but I love that book.
I actually have not read that. I don't know. It probably would be a book that I haven't read, though, because I want something new.
Yeah.
It has to be something I like, too. It's a tough one.
And sometimes I find those, you know, those classic books that you're supposed to read and they're on the best books of all time list. Sometimes they're kind of boring. So... Like, you know why they're well-received, they have a really interesting message, and the writing is really skilled, but sometimes I still find myself a little bit bored.
Yeah. That was so true with me and Jane Eyre. I was so bored reading it.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. And sometimes it's hard with historical novels, and I think you really overcome this, but a lot of the characters are really hard to relate to because of the social times, right? I mean, women were not allowed to do anything. So you're like, why are you making these choices?
Well, I think it's amazing when a lot of historical writers, they can make characters that are so easy to relate to, and it just amazes me, and it makes me think, wow, I didn't think I could relate to someone from this time period, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. So we've been talking about movie adaptations of books a lot on Wattpad, just because there are so many of them. We seem to be hitting sort of a critical mass of books turning into movies. So I wanted to know if there's any adaptations that you were looking forward to seeing.
So I have a few.
You have a few?
I can't wait to see The Help. I'm so excited to see it. I have not read the book, though.
You haven't read the book?
No, I need to. I really do. I put it on my list. But I have so many I'm reading right now to around with it. I want to see The Three Musketeers, which probably won't be there to write the book.
No. But you know what? What's interesting about The Three Musketeers and other books like that get translated many times into movies is I find that each one brings out a different element of the book, so it kind of works together, you know, in the canon of The Three Musketeers rather than necessarily individually by themselves. I can't believe you haven't read The Help. I think you recommended it to me.
No. I remember saying that you said you read it, and I was like, it's going to be a movie? I have to read it.
Oh, yeah. No, I listened to it on tape, so I kind of feel like I almost saw it as a movie already, actually.
It looks like a great movie. So.
Yeah, no, I hope it will be good. So... Today we were talking about celebrities that often play there seems to be a certain type of celebrity that gets typecast into historical fiction adaptations. And one of them that we thought of was Keira Knightley. She always seems to be in historical fiction books that got turned into movies. So if you had to pick an actor and actress to play any of your historical roles that you've created, do you have any ideas of who you would create?
No, I have no idea. I try not to think of that. It's one of those things that I kind of like, don't think about that. Just think of a story. It's hard, too. I think historical fiction is very hard to cast someone that'll fit into that time period.
Yeah.
You have to look to the time period that certain people won't fit into it, won't look right there, you know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So, and we just love to know, just to finish off, if you have anything exciting planned that you want to share with any Wattpad readers. I know some of your works are works in progress, some are ones that you're editing, but do you have any projects planned?
I'm working on a remake of a classic fairy tale.
Oh, great. Which one?
Rapunzel, like, my favorite. It's very, very different.
Okay.
It's very hard to write. I'm going to take a while until I can get it, but it seems to be going okay so far.
That's
very excited for it.
That's a really good pick. That's awesome. So will you be putting that one on Wattpad, or is that one you're taking to your agent, or?
Yeah,
I'm on Wattpad. Yeah? Oh, great. Well, I can't wait to read it.
Can't wait to share it.
So thank you so much. Did you have any questions for Wattpad while you're on the phone with us?
So is the correct pronunciation Wattpad?
Yes, it is. Because it's watt, like electricity, you know, the unit of electric measurement.
Yeah.
And then pad is kind of like a book. But we came out before the iPad, so I don't know. We spell it a bit differently.
My sister and me always say Wattpad. Like, we don't say, like, Watt. And we saw a video one time, and they said it like that. And we're like, is that how you say it? Are we saying it wrong? We were curious.
No, because your sister's on Wattpad too, right?
Yeah,
she is. Yeah? Oh, that's great. Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I really, really appreciate it. Of course, and thank you for joining us for another podcast on Wattpad Wednesday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.